back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford and our producer, Scott Eckersley, stepping into the studio here for our Coach of the Week segment. And I guess it starts with week one, a tremendous win over Granville. And then, Scott, you saw Grand Ledge the other night against Everett, and you were awfully impressed.
Yeah, I made it a point to go out there for that game. Last year, I didn't really get to see them that much. I really wanted to see the quarterback, Dario Bongiorni. He was high on my list of people to see, and I was really impressed with him. I talked with Coach Bird after the game about him. And, you know, Tom, you always like to see where guys are going to go in the future. He's a senior.
Right.
Talk to him. He's got some attention. If he was a little taller, it'd be better, but his arm is very, very impressive.
That's what I understand. I remember him last year, and now he got that experience. When you have a junior who starts at quarterback, come back, to, what a huge difference that makes in 1 year at the high school level.
His dad, Mario Bongiorni, was a big-time high school player.
I remember it. Didn't he go to Michigan State?
Pennsylvania, came to Michigan State.
I remember that name.
But we want to bring in our Coach of the Week. And, Scott, you want to introduce Matt Bird?
Oh, yeah. This is Coach Matt Bird. They won on Thursday night over Lansing Everett 33-6. How you doing, Coach?
Pretty good, Scott. How are you doing?
Great. Now, talking about Dario, we talked after the game. What's it like having him, as Tom mentioned, coming back for a senior year, or as a senior now, I should say, his leadership?
It's just a comfort level, you know, and a sense of poise that you can almost get some nonverbal communication from the sidelines just because you're so used to being around each other. Adjustments are a lot easier. And it's just really the presence of everything because there's no panic. And so that's huge from a junior to a senior level at the high school.
Matt, this is Jack. Can you talk about what it meant to start the season with the win the way you did against Granville on the road?
Well, that was huge for us, confidence-wise. You seem to have more nerves that first one just because everything's new. And, you know, you try to follow the same routine, but you realize that half the team's never had that routine before. So you're just going through it, and, you know, I got that theory from Pat O'Keefe. You know, you win that first one, and confidence is huge then and out. Now you're not playing so much of the psychologist in week two.
Coach, how were you able to avoid the letdown a short week after that big win against Granville?
It's just, you know, you ask families to make a little bit of a sacrifice. You have to do some things on Sunday and break up family time, which you don't like doing, but you do that to prepare the kids. And you don't really talk a whole lot about it, I feel, because if you make it an issue, they're going to make it an issue. So you try to teach it with as much normalcy as you can.
Matt, it's Tom. That was a crazy week when you had Friday night game and then you had the heat factor. I mean, the practices, people don't probably realize when we're all sitting in offices what those kids went through and the humidity this past week. You're having a full – Monday becomes Sunday, so you got full contact practices Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. How do your kids' legs hold up?
You just are really leery of and very aware of everything that you're doing. And we don't have much shade, but we try to find as much shade. And usually you just follow the lineman's lead. They seem to migrate where the shade's at. So you just do your drills as much as possible in where they're protected. You might spend a little bit more time teaching and talking about mental focus. And, you know, you water them up every 10 to 15 minutes just watching your kids, how they're processing things, because you can really see it when heat becomes a factor. There seems to be more and more mental mistakes.
Matt, we've talked about that Grand Ledge motto, you don't play the team, you play the town. And when you go on the road a couple times and you have – most of the fans over at Everett. How many did you have out at Granville?
We had quite a few. I didn't realize it until I was watching the film. Our guy that films for us usually pans a crowd to start off with, and there was quite a few. I was very proud of that.
Now, Coach, I want to get a little bit more into the game Thursday night. What did you tell your defense? How did you prepare going against a freshman quarterback in Lucas Barner over there at Everett?
Well, it just seems like year in and year out, Marcel just produces a quarterback that's effective. I mean, he just does a great job in finding the best kid to play that position and then teaching him the way he does. And so what we did is, you know, you look at old notes of things that you did, and, you know, Lucas kind of reminds me a little bit of a Canfield when Canfield was younger, who he's more of a thrower than he is a runner. And so you go back to those notes and you take a look at things, and you realize they have athletes across the board. So, you know, you combo a little man-to-man, a little zone. You try to put some pressure on them, and you hope that your kids can be as coachable as possible, because there's a lot of coaching on the fly as well. And, you know, that's where seniors help, because, once again, those adjustments become a heck of a lot easier.
Now you're talking about getting pressure and everything, and I noticed Ever move the pocket around a lot. I'm not sure if it was their game plan or just because you had guys in the backfield the whole time. And it seemed like your linebackers, Cook and Baker, there were in the backfield pretty much the whole game. Was that something you did special to get pressure to blitz?
Yeah, you know, we did, because he is a freshman, and you want to see what his decision-making abilities are early. And, you know, sometimes when they're so young, they rely on instinct rather than technique. And so you try to get them out of their reads, and you try to get them out of their comfort zone just to see what the reaction is. And, you know, our defensive coaches did a great job with the game plan, and I was real proud of the way our kids executed on Friday.
We're talking to Grand Ledge Comets head football coach here, Matt Bird, won on Thursday 33-6 over Lansing Everett. Coach, you've got a great quarterback out there. How much do you need to coach him? He might be the most accurate passer I've seen in the last 2 years. He had some balls. I know he had a 30-yard touchdown pass to tight end Zachary Hess, where he put it, I didn't think he could make the throw. Do you teach him that accuracy? Do you work on that especially?
We do a lot of that. Really, that a lot of that credit goes to Matt Bonet, who's been our quarterback coach the past couple of years and working with Dariel. And they do drills all the time with just during warm-ups of hitting spots. And then they actually will do competitions against each other to see who has better accuracy with hitting the crossbar and different things like that. And so you try to you want to do it as much as possible, but you also want it to be an instinctive thing, because not everybody can do that. And technique-wise, he is very sound, and he continues to work hard. And when you have a kid like that, you know, and whatever it did with playing man-to-man across the board against us, you have to be accurate in order to complete those passes. And we were just fortunate on Thursday that things worked out the way they did.
Matt, not to get ahead of ourselves here, but any surprises thus far in the CAAC Blue? I mean, when you had Okemos last night knock off East Lansing jumps out with two wins, two teams that struggled last year that probably had a combined five wins between them, and then Holt is Holt, and you know they're the best 0-2 team, as I told Jack earlier, probably best 0-2 team in the state. What lies ahead for your comments with regard to those teams?
It's a heck of a conference this year. You know, my son said to me on the way back from the Okemos game last night, he said, "Dad, do you think this is the toughest the conference has ever been since you've coached?" And, you know, thinking back when I was coaching with Pat and Jeff Smith at East Lansing and Sexton was in the conference, you know, I kind of had to agree with him in the fact that there's parity all over the place, you know. And I think Jackson's hit some two tough teams, you know, to where they've struggled a little bit. They're 0-2, and I think they're a very good team. You know, and, you know, Holt has just had two tough ones to off the get-go, and I know the injury bug has hit them a little bit, but, you know, they're going to be rocking and rolling here before too long. And, you know, Okemos is a team that this is a group that they kept together. When they were freshmen, they didn't have a JV program because their numbers were down, and this group they decided to keep together, and it really shows. And then when you throw the addition of a Bill Miller, and his defensive knowledge that he brings to the table, and Tom Kinoy helping out there. You got two coaches, kids that play on the team, so those are definite distinct advantages. And the conference hasn't surprised me all that much, but it is just week in and week out, you're going to have to come prepared to play.
A couple of things, Matt. You know, you talk about Matt Bonet, and it's got to be great for high school quarterbacks to know that they're getting instruction from a guy who led his team to a state championship. But not only do you have Dario Bongiorno, but you've got this Jalen Brady, the freshman, and we've been hearing an awful lot about him, that he's going to be a terrific quarterback down the road. Tom, I got to tell you one thing about Matt Burt, and this is a great tribute to him, because if you're around the game enough and you talk to enough parents, and you probably hear it where you are too, eventually it's almost impossible not to hear some parents grousing about, my kid doesn't play enough, my kid doesn't get the ball enough, something else happens. I never hear that at Grand Ledge. And in fact, I hear parents talking about how thrilled they are that their kids are playing for Matt Burt. Kelly Rossman McKinney co-hosts a show for an hour. And you know, she said she's never really had a chance to talk with Matt Burt, but she knows how much the kids respect him. So congratulations for that and for the work that your coaching staff has done. Matt, looks like it's going to be just another year in a great Grand Ledge tradition.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Jack. And, you know, we're very fortunate. I'm very fortunate to have a community that supports me like I do. And it's just, it's always a special time of year. And, Tom, I have to tell you, I dropped my daughter off on Tuesday down at Western Michigan. So I feel for you with your daughter being out at Michigan State. Me being a Central Michigan grad, I never thought that I would send a daughter to Western. And, yes, Jack, she is working with a football program down there, too.
Oh, my God. It hurts to write that tuition check, doesn't it, man?
It does. It does. So we just, my wife and I just look at each other and shake our heads. So, but we're smiling, and thanks so much for everything that you guys do.
We'll see you very soon, Matt. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jack.
We'll be right back with our high school roundtable. Andrea Nelson will join us, and we'll talk about everything that happened last night. And, of course, Thursday. Most of the games on Thursday this week. We'll be right back with that and more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.